the weekend.
It's now 7 after the hour. Good Day Weekend continues now with Phil Leverett, who is the supermarket guru, here to extend your knowledge about food, food cravings, quality food. Where do you go to get the good stuff? He has a blog which we try to use at the Doug Steffen website all the time so that you can help yourself to information that will, in the decision-making process, guide you. The food sense that he has, built on decades of consumer work. You can go to supermarketguru.com, have the hits and misses that he studies, the food that comes before him every week. Everybody who produces food sends it to Phil. You see him on the Today Show. Matter of fact, last week you weren't here because you were on the Today Show.
Absolutely right. However, it wasn't live. It was taped, so it'll actually appear on Saturday the 26th.
Ah.
Because everybody wanted off for that weekend.
Really?
So that show will be taped.
Come on. What
can I tell you?
Yeah, we won't be off. We'll be on the air live on
exactly,
Thanksgiving weekend.
We will.
All right, so what do we have in our focus, among other things, other than school lunch week and pizza sauce? A bit
we should all be ashamed of what happened this week in Washington.
We should be ashamed of what happens in Washington every second of every day.
Probably for the past 5 years. Everybody's been talking about school lunch. Everything is going the path to make healthier school lunches. Jamie Oliver does the TV shows. Michelle Obama's out there and so on. And at the last minute, you know, what happens? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing. You know, what they were supposed to do is cut back on salt, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, reduce the amount of starchy vegetables like potatoes, corn, lima beans, and peas. Add more fresh fruits, more dark leafy greens, all of those things. And also, you know, maximum number of calories. And bottom line is nothing happened. We should be ashamed of what happened in Washington, and not to get into politics, but it appears, no matter what it is, if it's the economy, war, school lunch, whatever else, either Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, no matter what they say, the Republicans just lock it. Mm-hmm. Even if it's good. Yeah. You know, we haven't really looked at the school lunch proposal in 15 years. That was the last time anybody looked at it. Our kids have gotten fatter. You know, we're seeing 12-year-olds getting strokes, everything else. This was a no-brainer. So
this is the problem we are facing in our country. It's why we don't get good leaders. It's why we don't have good laws. We don't have anything good coming out of Washington except a few people making a lot of money who are lobbyists and lawyers, and the congressmen that have insider trading connections, so they make it's just sick. And unless there's term limits or people wake up to the fact that we have a cultural war going on that isn't in the best interest of the country as a whole, it's time that people stop thinking about themselves and think about the greater good. That hasn't happened. In fact, I think it's less happening. And so we need to hold a thought for some kind of resolve. That's one of the things. And I don't want to get political either, Phil, but the Occupy Wall Street, the news media has, as usual, taken something out of context. Yes, there are people who are protesting the greed on Wall Street, and yes, there are people who are members of these groups that want to get a free ride through life. They hope to accomplish that. But there are plenty of other people who are protesting the kinds of things that we're talking about. The silliness, the stupidity, the backward thinking, the challenges to common sense, and the fact that pretty much everything that government gets involved in, they screw up. And there is the tone of that. A large number of people are protesting government involvement in stuff. I was telling this story earlier, and I'll repeat it quickly before we get into the meat of what it is that you would like to talk about. I had an FDA inspector come to my dairy farm this week. We have built a cheese facility in an old milk bottling and production pasteurization plant that's part of the farm. It's pristine. It's a model not only for this part of the country, but probably for the whole country. It's that good. And this jerk came in and had no, he didn't have any backup for anything that he said. He just wanted to terrorize everybody to the point where the woman who has worked now for 4 or 5 months putting this all together was in tears. This guy was a brutal bully who, if I had been there, I would have thrown him off the property no matter what. You don't have that. And this is the problem. These guys think because they have a badge, I'm from the FDA, and he shows us his badge. So, right. Okay, why are you here? Well, I want to look around. No, you can't look around. What is your reason for being here? Well, we're here to inspect something. Okay, what do you need to inspect, and what's your authority to inspect it? Well, he just was, for 3 hours, he ran through the place in a reign of terror, getting involved in things that are none of his concern. And it's this kind of stuff. And the small farmer and the small producer of food gets it from these guys all the time. You think these guys are going in to the big agribusinesses and pulling the same stunt? They
won't
get away with it.
No, in all fairness, look at what happened to the egg producer from McDonald's. You know, that's a factory farm. That, frankly, ABC News, you know, not the FDA, but ABC News went in, showed the conditions that were there, and McDonald's, good for them, in a heartbeat, fires them. They've been the producer of the Egg McMuffin, the eggs for the Egg McMuffin for, I don't know, since it started 30 years ago.
But that was appropriate. I'm talking about the interview.
That facility, they got fired.
It's appropriate, and where it's appropriate, I'm happy to support them. Where it's not appropriate, I am not happy to support them. And that's the difference. And the McDonald's guy, how many eggs did he produce? And how many of those McMuffins did they produce? They produce probably in the same place the McMuffins for everybody in the country.
Oh, absolutely. That's where all the eggs came from. I mean, billions and billions and billions.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not treating the animals humanely, if you've got a dirty plant, everything else, you shouldn't be allowed to operate.
Right. But in the case of us, we have a pristine plant, and it just is a chance for somebody who hasn't got anything better to do to make, basically made a fool of himself. And the people in the State Department of Public Health, whom we called afterwards, apologized. He shouldn't have done that. Yeah. I said, well, why was he even there?
Yep.
Anyway, so that's part of the thing. Let's talk more importantly about the productive, important things that we have on our plate today. Who do we have to visit with?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Stacey Erickson created something called Golly Jeepers. It's a card game to actually teach table manners to kids. So we're going to talk to her because I don't know about you, Doug, but when I go into a restaurant and I see families, these kids have absolutely no table manners whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how she created it, how it works, and so on. And then we have Dr. Travis Stork, who's the co-host of the Doctors television program, who's going to talk to us about how we can lower our risk of heart disease by making smarter food choices.
I hope this guy is a baby doctor with that name. Is he a pediatrician or something?
No, but don't ask him.
No, OBGYN. No, I won't ask him that. I just want to know ahead of time. Yeah, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. One of the things that we do at DougStefan.com is every day put info from your blog, and it's wonderfully helpful information. For example, this week we had a lot of information on food allergies. These things are cumulative. If you go to the Supermarket Guru website or DougStefan.com, you will find all this help. It's different for different people, right? Food allergies, avoiding them, what's the key other than knowing what you're allergic to?
Well, that's the key, and that's probably the most important thing, and that's where people really don't do a great job. For example, we look at gluten-free, which is the fastest-growing category in the supermarket, but yet less than 1% of the population actually has celiac disease. So we have a tendency to self-diagnose when it comes to allergies, which is a problem, number one. So if you think you've got a food allergy, get tested. The tests that are out there now are great. They don't do those needle tests anymore where you sit there for hours and they, you know, stick little needles that were dipped in corn or wheat or whatever else to see if you have a reaction. It's much more sophisticated than that. But the reality is we've got about 11 million people people who have food allergies. It's on the rise, dirtier air, dirtier water, less tolerance. I mean, one of the biggest problems, Doug, that we have is when someone gets pregnant, they say, okay, I don't want my kids to have a peanut allergy, so they stop eating peanuts, and then the kid pops out, and guess what? Has a peanut allergy because, you know, the mom's body was not able to properly deal with foods in a normal basis. So we have a little too much self-diagnosis going on here when it comes to food allergies, I think.
I think we have, there's too much diagnosis because there's so much emphasis being placed on it. A lot of people who think they're allergic probably aren't, and the test is the best way to find out. But it does, doesn't it sort of surprise you from when we were kids to today? I don't know. Peanuts were everywhere. Now you see, we even posted in the dairy store on my farm some of the ice cream you may be allergic to. If you're allergic to coconut, for example, you don't want to eat coconut. I mean, this kind of stuff, the nuts and the butter crunch, you never saw that before.
Correct. You know, I don't remember when I was a kid having anybody who was allergic to anything, you know, in my neighborhood.
Do you even remember when you were a kid?
Yeah, well, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
We'll never grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to go to school. 800-510-8255. Always can connect with us here. We'll meet Stacy Erickson, who's the creator of these Golly Jeepers, the card game to teach table manners to children, coming up here on Good Day Weekend with Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Supermarket guru Phil Limpert, information on the health benefits of cinnamon was also posted. What a wonderful, that is good for everything, Phil.
It is.
Isn't it?
You know, when we look at, you know, herbs and spices, all kinds of herbs and spices, I've got to tell you something. People just don't understand how healthy. People just think of these for flavoring, if you would, just to make things taste better. Well, the reality is that there's a lot of these herbs that are good for us. They keep our blood flowing in our system. They have healing properties and so on. And whether it be fresh herbs, a lot of people now just buying little herb plants and growing their own herbs or buying dry herbs.
It's very cool. 21 after the hour.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Eat your food, don't wear it. Sounds like a good idea. Don't you think, Phil?
Absolutely. Eat your food. Stacey Erickson is with us, right, so we can make sure people don't wear their food.
Stacey Erickson is the creator of Golly Jeepers, this card game to teach manners to children. I guess, Phil, the overview of this is with, I don't know how you did it with your children, grandchildren, that sort of thing. Mostly children learn by example. So if they don't have manners, it's because their parents don't have manners. If they're slobs, their parents are slobs, or the people around them in their environment are. That's how children learn. They suck up whatever is there. Isn't that right?
So, you know, what I see a lot, especially in restaurants, are parents that aren't paying attention to their kids.
Right.
So the kids act out in restaurants for attention.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, the parents are there talking to each other. You know, if you're going to have kids, pay attention to them or don't have them.
Yeah, that's a pretty basic bottom line stuff.
Exactly.
All right, so introduce us to Stacey.
Well, Stacey, welcome to Good Day Weekend. And I guess the first thing that we've got to ask you is, how did you come up with the idea for Golly Jeepers? And what exactly is the objective here?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. I came up with the idea for Golly Jeepers the good old-fashioned way, necessity. My daughter had gone on her first overnight sleepover, and I went over to pick her up the next morning, and I said, oh, well, how did she behave? And we knew this family well, but the dad said, oh, she was great, except she chews her food like a horse.
Okay.
I wasn't too embarrassed because, you know, we were good friends and everything, but I went home and I thought, ooh, I think I got to do something about this. And this was a number of years ago, so I just quickly, you know, scribbled some pictures on some little pieces of index cards, stuck them inside a plastic bag, gave them a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and the game was born.
Now, does your daughter still chew like a horse?
You know, my daughter is 16 now, and my second daughter, who's 8 years old now, keeps her in line.
Ah, okay. So, you know, when, you know, you, I'm sure you heard what I said about people in restaurants and kids in restaurants. How big of a problem are table manners these days? I remember when I was a kid, I'm sure Doug had the same experience, that, you know, your parents made sure that you behaved, whether you were in your own house or eating out, when you were at the table. When you were there, it was time to eat, not time to throw food or chew like a horse.
Well, this is the thing. You know, modern-day families, we don't really sit down together as much as we used to. And that's kind of why I named them Golly Jeepers, because, you know, it sort of was a throwback to a time when families did sit down together. And, you know, they were there to remind children to chew with their mouth closed and put their napkin in their lap. And now, you know, we're lucky if we can do that once or twice a week. And so teaching those skills, we really have to be more creative about getting the job done, because it's our job. We can't send our kids out into the world using poor manners. It you know, it's just not a good thing.
So, obviously, we're radio, not television. So describe to us what would be on some of these cards.
Okay. There's 14 different manners illustrated. And they're either thumbs-up manners or thumbs-down manners. For example, there are things as simple as being on time to the table. And that would be a thumbs-up manners. Or putting
but,
your napkin in your lap.
Now, are these just words on the cards, or there's illustrations?
No, they're actually very, they're pictorial. There are words on the bottom, but there's an image. It's sort of a humorous but respectful image of, you know, a child, a boy or a girl. And, you know, they're either doing what they're supposed to be doing or doing what they're not supposed to be doing. And one side is a girl, the other side is a boy, so you can flip the card, you know, for whomever you're giving it to.
The quality of the sexes.
Yes. And, I mean, the whole basis for it is that it's fun. You know, you bring these cards to the table, it's fun, and it works because there's a little bit of friendly competition that's going on. The first time you bring them out, kids are like, well, I don't know if I want to play this game. But as soon as they see, you know, their brother or sister being rewarded with thumbs-up cards, then they don't want to be left out.
So what's your favorite card and what's your favorite manner that needs to be corrected?
Well, you know, I have to say the best, the funnest one for me really is the elbows on the table. And the reason why I like it so much is because parents and adults do it all the time.
I do. I'm guilty.
You know?
I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Huh? I'm guilty. I'm guilty. Yeah. Guilty.
And let me tell you, there is nothing more fun for a kid than being able to give their own parent,
right,
you know, a reminder card of, hey, elbows off the table. They just get a big grin on their face.
Why can't you put your elbows on the table? I'm tired when I eat.
I want to get to the bottom of that. Hold on a minute, if you will, please. Stacy Erickson, who's the creator of the Golly Jeepers card game, teaching children table manners. Great idea. Needs to be done. This looks like a clever way to do it. But I don't want to take my elbows off the table. I'm with Phil. When I eat, I'm sometimes tired. Most of the time, I eat by myself anyway, so it probably doesn't make any difference. Here we go with more around the corner here, half past the hour on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
After the hour of the Good Day Weekend program, Doug Steffen with Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru known nationally, internationally, as the person to go to when it comes to food, his expertise in what goes on in the stores, up and down the aisles, and generally his knowledge in the area of your, about health, good food choices, and how you buy and save and that sort of thing. We were teasing about it being school lunch week. It is, and yet the kind of information that came in, the most dramatic information was about pizza, or pizza. It wasn't pizza itself. It was the pizza sauce.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So we might want to touch on that. We're spending some time with Stacy Erickson, who created a card game to teach your children how to have better manners at the table. If, in fact, you aren't authoritative enough or you're trying to find something, it isn't, again, do as I say, it's do as I do. So we're sort of stuck on elbows on the table, I think, Stacy.
Yes. Yeah. I think it was Phil that said that he likes to do that and he eats by himself. And besides, he's a grown-up, so he should be able to do it.
I said that.
I have friends.
Yeah, I don't have any friends.
Okay. No, I think you just said it. The reason why you don't put your elbows on the table is because kids are watching, and they do not buy the whole do as I say.
No, it's always do as
I do.
Right, yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, having said that, when you introduce this game, especially to young children, it can be helpful to actually make a few mistakes
mm-hmm.
on purpose. And, you know, it gives them the opportunity to not just be the receiver of thumbs down cards. They get the whole family in the game. And before you know it, everybody's trying to be on their best behavior, and you're looking around to make sure, okay, if somebody doing something wrong, I can give them a thumbs down, and you're making a big show of all the things you're doing right, so you'll get a thumbs up. Because the ultimate award, of course, is the Ready to Dine Out card, and that has all kinds of stars on it, and you have to have all thumbs-up cards to get that, and I think our family has only gotten that maybe one or two times.
All right, this begs the question, how much different is the experience when you're at home versus when you eat out, and do you take the card? Do you use the same rules auto-apply wherever you're eating, right?
Yes, of course. You know, it's so interesting because my children have become the biggest advocates of this. And, I mean, they ask for the cards at dinner. Like, where are the cards, Mom? And then when we go out to dinner, they just go right into line. They just automatically put the napkin in their lap, and they know they're out. So I think they sort of feel proud of the fact that they have these skills. And it transfers beautifully.
Yep. All right, so where do we go? There's a line, GollyJeepers.com.
GollyJeepers.com, and it's Golly G as in G-E-E.
Right. Dash Purs.
P-E-R-S. And that sort of came up when I told my husband we were going to put these cards in a bag, and I was going to say, look, we've got kids' manners in the bag. And he said, well, golly jeepers.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
so
Jim Neighbors.
That's how that name came up.
Yeah.
And so that's the website, gollyjeepers.com, and you could also type in table manners cards, and it will take you right there, and you can read all about us. There's testimonials and free downloadable sticker charts and games, and or you can follow me on my blog. So
that's right. Fun for all. Moms will be very interested in following this, especially. Stacy, thank you for being here. Stacy Erickson is the creator of Golly Jeepers, the card game teaching manners. It keeps you, it's another way to keep this stuff on the front, if you will, front burner or top of mind. So appreciate you being here to help us out. It's 22 minutes before the hour. It's Phil Lempert, supermarket guru. Before we meet Dr. Travis Stork, who is a co-host of The Doctors on television, there was a story, I think this week or last week, we were talking about allergies earlier, bad peanut harvest this year, and what does that do to the price of peanut butter?
Up, up, up. There's bad harvests in just about everything this year.
Yeah.
You know, coffee has gone up 20%. Milk has gone up 20%. Fats and oils have gone up 11 to 12%. Peanuts are expected to go up about 16 to 17%. What's going on in just about every category, even, you know, Thanksgiving Day turkeys. Turkeys are up 22% this year. So what we're finding is we've got to shop around. And, you know, frankly, we need to look very carefully about how we grow our food, because the UN declared it, oh, I guess about a year ago in their report, we don't have enough farmland and enough farmers to feed the planet.
No. We're discouraging it more and more every day.
Yes, absolutely.
With government action, as I described earlier, instead of encouraging people to farm and to do things that will help people with their choice of food, we have more of these ignoramuses that are just getting in your face, driving people out of the business, so they'd rather go drive a truck or something. So this is the consequence. It's something to, if you want to protest, there's something to protest and to be aware of and to get together on, because it affects all of us universally. And I can tell you, as a farmer, it is this year's harvest. I'm with you. We have needs for corn and hay on our farm we've never had before, because the weather was so bad. We're still out trying to harvest corn and haying now, even at this time of year, to grab every stitch, every kernel, everything we can get. And we're still, at, in some levels, half what we had last year to feed these animals. And I don't know where the money's going to come from to buy the feed. The cows, some of them are going to have to go away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. And you'll see that a lot here. At any rate, one thing to be talking about, Thanksgiving will help you prepare with some ideas for Thanksgiving after we've spent some time with Dr. Stork, who will be here right after this on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
The holiday season is one of the busiest and most demanding times of the year on both your social calendar and your wallet. When budgets are tight, look for smart and easy ways to save money without sacrificing quality. The laundry room is a great place to start. Lifestyle expert Jill Cortes has more.
The holidays are fast approaching. For my family, this means finding new ways to keep budgets in check as we start spending on extras like gifts, decorations, and travel. I found that the Arm & Hammer family of detergents costs significantly less than other high-end options and offers something for everyone, from liquid or powder to scented or free of perfume. This line of detergents provides the clean you need and powers out tough holiday stains like food, oil, and grease. Don't let your money go down the drain by using expensive detergents. Instead, spend it on gifts for your loved ones and memories that will last for years to come.
For more information about getting the clean you need on a budget, visit armandhammer.com.
Flu is nothing to sneeze about, especially for high-risk populations like the 12 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. Dr. Antonio Anzueto, a pulmonary specialist from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio, says a yearly vaccination should be more than just a quick doctor's visit, and will also discuss Dalaresp, also known as roflumilast.
When you get your flu vaccine, talk to your doctor about ways you can manage your COPD. Patients may not know about a new prescription medication called Dalaresp for adults with severe COPD to decrease their number of exacerbations. Exacerbations are acute worsening of symptoms that may require treatment with steroids from a physician or worse, lead to hospitalization. Dalaresp is not a bronchodilator and should not be used to treat sudden breathing problems. Dalaresp is a once-daily oral tablet and the only prescription medicine of its kind. It works differently than other available COPD medications. There are risks associated with the treatment, so patients should always talk with their doctors about their potential side effects.
What is that? Oh, that was the end of a commercial. That's what that was. I've heard this like all of a sudden, huh?
And here we are. Voice coming
70,
out
yeah, it's very strange. Much stranger than Phil Lempert's voice. Much stranger than mine. It's the Doug Good Day Weekend Program. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, at 17 before the hour. We meet Dr. Travis Stork now, who is a co-host of The Doctors. I said, Dr. Stork, I'm getting this off my chest. You have said, I'm sure, the same thing to people who have been asking you for years. Are you a pediatrician or an OBGYN? Because you need to be with that name. I've now said it, Phil. I'm done. Take it away.
Dr. Stork, I asked him not to do that. You should know that.
Well, you know, the irony of it is my fiance is a pediatrician, so.
Okay. And is she going to take your name when you get married?
You know what? We haven't discussed that yet, so.
Okay. So, you know, I want to talk about something very serious, and it's cardiovascular disease. It affects one in every three people in the U.S., 81 million Americans. And if we take a look, I think that, you know, when we look at the heart and heart disease, there have been so many terrific innovations that's out there, whether it's, you know, triple bypasses or whatever else, that have helped so many people, but yet it still, you know, affects one in every three people. So what can we do to really prevent heart disease and make sure that we keep our hearts in as great shape as possible?
Well, it not only affects one in three people, but it's the number one killer of men and women. As an ER doctor, everyone thinks of the ER as a place where car accident victims go, but truth is what I'm seeing more than anything else are people coming in with chest pain, having a heart attack. And I think that what we need to realize is that don't wait until that point in time. Heart disease starts when we're in our teenage years, and it just evolves every decade of our life. And I think that it's so important to empower people and make them realize that the answer isn't to get a triple or quadruple bypass. The answer is to prevent heart disease from occurring in the first place and educating people.
And so, you know, I think that there's so much miseducation out there, and I want to go through, you know, some of the food choices that people should be doing. However, you know, you make the best point. We live in a society, especially with doctors, and I say this respectfully, where most doctors say, I can fix that. Whatever it is, you know, you have a heart problem, I'll give you a triple bypass and so on. Yeah. And we really don't talk about prevention.
Well, we don't talk about prevention enough, and, you know, that's where I'm blessed on our show, The Doctors, to do what I can't always do in the ER. In the ER, it's too late. On our show, just like what you're doing, you're educating people. So keep it simple. That's one of the first things I'll say to folks is you need to keep it simple. So incorporate things into your day that are heart healthy. And everything you do that is heart healthy, you're replacing something that's heart unhealthy. So every day as you start that day, just remind yourself you're making sometimes 200-plus choices that day that will affect not only your heart health but your overall health. And so let's talk about some foods in particular that are...
All right, can I interrupt for just a second? You've made a statement. We're making 200 choices a day that affect our heart health. Can you give us, how deep can we burrow into this so that we get an understanding of how pretty much everything, if I'm hearing you correctly, almost every choice that we make as far as what we're doing with our bodies or what we're putting into our bodies affects the health of your heart?
Well, you wake up in the morning, the first choice you make is, will I floss my teeth today? And no one would think about this, but flossing your teeth, there is a correlation between oral health and poor oral health.
A big study out this week about plaque and how the plaque in your mouth affects the plaque in your arteries and your cardiovascular system.
That's absolutely right. And so you wake up in the morning, you start making those decisions, but we don't think about it. So when you get ready to go to work in the morning, number one, are you going to eat breakfast? People who don't eat breakfast are four times as likely to be overweight or obese, which has a direct correlation to heart disease. What kinds of foods, for instance, for breakfast? And, you know, one of the great foods for heart health are oats. And a reason for that, whole grain oats have beta-glucan. That's a soluble fiber that can absorb cholesterol in your GI tract, so it can expel it naturally. And so for breakfast, think about maybe a bowl of oatmeal or whole grain oat cereal like Cheerios. Put berries on top of it because berries are loaded with antioxidants and fiber. And what I hate to see are people resigning themselves to heart disease and obesity and type 2 diabetes. They all go hand in hand, and it really is. I've seen this time and time again. It's about making these simple changes. When mid-morning hits or the afternoon lull hits, what are you going to reach for? Are you going to reach for a heart-unhealthy candy bar or a handful of mixed nuts, which are loaded with heart-healthy fats, protein? Going to do two things. Number one, you're eating something that's good for you rather than bad for you. And nuts are loaded with protein and fats that make you feel full. So you're less likely to overeat through the rest of the day. When you're eating a salad, one of the things that frustrates me so much are people, they're trying to do the right thing. They'll fix a splendid salad for lunch and they think they're being healthy, but then they will just douse it in a creamy dressing loaded with saturated fats that increases cholesterol. But if you just switch that out and use olive oil and vinegar, olive oil actually will have the opposite effect. It will improve your cholesterol profile, improve your heart health. So these subtle little choices we're making, they really do impact not only whether or not we're going to develop heart disease, but also in many cases, obesity, like I mentioned, type 2 diabetes. It all goes hand in hand, and we do have the power to make these right choices.
The web is full. Phil has it on his website. I have it on my website. I'm sure you do on your site. The world is full of information. All people have to do is go find the resources, be a little curious. And this stuff that you're going through is pretty basic bottom line stuff. And it has been repeated and needs to be repeated more often, apparently, because still a lot of people aren't getting it. The foods with plant sterols, you have some information on. But what is if you have orange juice, does this stuff have to be added to it?
It is added to it. And so my take on this is there are some margarines and orange juice that out there that are fortified with plant sterols. So I'm not saying to you, go eat margarine, but if you're going to use margarine, you should use the ones with added plant sterols because it's been shown to decrease cholesterol levels. So these are the kinds of choices that, you know, you're right. It's the information's out there for a lot of people, but there are still many, many people who aren't sure if they're doing the right thing. Right. And the more we talk about
it's reinforcement.
I really,
Yeah, reinforcement.
That's exactly right.
Choices. Dr. Stork, thank you for being here. Dr. Travis Stork, is on the doctor's show, one of the co-hosts, and getting married. Good luck with that, and hopefully we'll be able to chat again, because it's good kind of information to pass along. Phil Leppard continues here on Good Day Weekend in a moment with Thanksgiving info.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Turkey time, yes, traditionally Thanksgiving, lots of turkeys. You were mentioning earlier, Phil, that the cost of the turkey's gone up. I don't understand how turkey farmers, somehow or other, there's something missing in the equation here, because it has to be that supermarkets are using turkeys as a loss leader, even if they have to pay more for them, because there's no way that you can raise a turkey for $20. I don't care what anybody tells you. That turkey costs 10 times more to raise, maybe not 10 times, but 4 or 5 times more to raise over the course of a year, unless, you know, it's a wild turkey. I have hundreds of them on my farm, and this time of year, everybody's going by, hopefully nobody's looking, and they get out the guns and they shoot them and dress them off for Thanksgiving. It is amazing, though, what you don't know about that sort of thing. You know, people expect to pay $20 for a turkey. Great. But think not of that as being the real cost of the turkey. Supermarkets use that, so you'll come in and buy a cheap turkey and then spend a lot of money for all of the other things that are there, right? Isn't that the theory?
Well, yes. But it's not even just buying all the other things. What studies have shown year after year is wherever you buy your Thanksgiving meal, you will continue to buy for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for New Year's, for Super Bowl. So it's really the stores looking at this, you know, 4 to 8 week period where they can really make it up. But this year it is tough. There's less turkeys out there, number one. As I mentioned before, the price is up so far about 22% over what it was. We've seen less supermarkets giving turkeys away than we have seen in past years. However, what they're doing is they're putting together programs that tie into your frequent shopper card program, or you accumulate points or whatever. But this year you're going to have to shop around more for turkey than ever before to get that good price, because, you know, supermarkets can only absorb so much, and they've absorbed this year already, you know, about 12 to 13% increases in meat and poultry. So they can't really absorb too much more.
So under the circumstances, let's go through the typical process people will go through, probably starting today or certainly earlier in the week, to buy and to prepare the foods that will be served on Thanksgiving Day. That's, again, the value. I was looking at one of the blogs that you had that we put up at DougStephan.com about the value of buying local produce. How's that underscored this time of year?
Well, whenever you're buying something local, there's a whole bunch of factors to understand. Number one, yes, you're helping that local economy, the local farmer. But number two, being very selfish about it, when you're buying things that are in season, they're less expensive. When you're buying things that are raised closer to you, there's less of a transportation cost, less fuel being used. And fuel is up this year 33%. So to take anything, you know, 100, 200, 300 miles away is going to cost more than if it goes down the road. Also, that produce is going to be better tasting and have more nutrients because it was picked, you know, at the peak of freshness. A lot of what we get that's imported is picked before it's ripe so that it ripens on the way, or they gas it in the case of strawberries to make it red. But you don't have that same flavor and that same taste and the same nutrients
right.
as part of it. So eating local is always a great thing. Having said that, you want to make sure that what you're buying that's local is from a reputable source as well. And don't assume just because it's, you know, a farm stand in the middle of nowhere that, you know, the person standing there has a farm. Mm-hmm. They could be buying it at a produce
market. Absolutely. Yep. We see that at the Santa Monica Farmers yep. Market when we go there. You and I are... we love that. I enjoy going just because I like to watch the people. It's one of the most successful farmers markets in a community like that anywhere in the country. But mm-hmm. a lot of the stuff that comes in there is just purchased on the road and brought down and sold. So you do need to know. Not that it's bad. It just it may not be what you think it is.
And it may not be what you're paying for.
Right.
Because typical
yeah.
farmers markets are not less expensive than you will find in the supermarket. And in the case of the Santa Monica market, frankly, I think it's more expensive, and I still see the boxes that say grown in Mexico yeah. behind the little stand.
Oh, yeah. No, it's wildly more expensive. There's sort of a conjugal visit thing that goes on there with the people and their interest in romancing this. It is. It's part of it. It's the yep. sale. So Thanksgiving, just be careful. Watch. You know, it's the same old thing. Look at the label. Understand what you're buying and know what you're paying for. That's really what it boils down to. Check out all the tips for Thanksgiving. Phil has a number of them at supermarketguru.com. You might want to sign up for all the info that's there. Phil Lepper, the Supermarket Guru, on Good Day Weekend with me, Doug Stephan, 59 past the hour. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
If you're a man,